want you to know something awesome. You know, Vishnitz, there are few rabbis. How much the whole energy is into being besimcha. You have to be filled with joy. Because the moment you're not filled with joy, you're dead. Nobody has the right to commit suicide. So I think I shared it with you. It was 64. And at that time, I'm always on my way to Israel. I would, in the summer, stop in Switzerland for a few days. I'm arriving in Zurich on Friday morning, and going to the train. You know, there's a special bus going straight from the airport to the train. And I want to go somewhere. I decided I'm going to be in hiding for 1 week where nobody is. And before me is a yidele, the beard and everything. I said, where are you going? He says, I'm going to St. Moritz. He said, where are you going to St. Moritz for? He says, the Heilige Vishnitz is in St. Moritz. Hey, you out. The Heilige Primel, Shabbos Chazon, was like this Shabbos. Okay, I'm going to St. Moritz. It was so gewalt, Mamash. But anyway, Shabbos was awesome. And I really wanted to see the vision of the Rebbe was always besimcha. What's he doing on Tisha B'Av? Okay, Echo was said by Yid, a survivor, when he was so broken. Every word he cried for half hour. And the Rebbe was saying, Nee, 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 you know. Make it faster. Nee, Nee. Then finally, after the first chapter, he says, please forgive me, I can't take it. Can't take it. So the Rebbe put on somebody who mamash knocked it off fast. And after 20 minutes, we're finished with Echo. Listen to this. And you know, Rebbe snagged him, I don't want to say anything bad. After Echo, you sit there and you cry some more. And the vision, you know, he's like Gewalt. He always stands there on his where he is, and the Chassidim stand in the half moon around him. You know, the old vision, when he davened, only by Shmona Esrei he turned his face to the Ohr HaKodesh. The whole davening he was standing, and he never rolled his eyes, his open eyes to the Chevra. You know, he was standing like a conductor. And everybody is davening with him every word. I mean, the davening is so beautiful, you know. I mean, just heavenly. So the Rebbe is standing there, and he says, is anybody here who maybe was one Tisha B'Av of my Holy Father, the Heilige Rebbe Yisrael? So, in Alter Yid, you know, never, not so many people survived, never. You know, Yidel comes in and says, yeah, I was one Tisha B'Av by your Holy Father. So he says, tell us what happened. So he says the same thing like when the Rebbe Zolem. He says, Echa fast. Get it over with fast. You have to cry and do it fast. And then he says, the Heilige Rebbe Yisrael had a melody for every passage in Echa. Every passage. And it was up all night saying Echo again. What was his nigunim? It's, you know, this when I got the idea, they got to make some nigunim for Echo. You know, I made some Shivri Kamayim. Al Eden Ibuchir, Al Shivenu. And bless me, you should be privileged to do some more, you know. You see, Mamish, you know, Tisha B'Av, you know? Basically, the Medrash says one thing. A person comes with a knife and cuts me open, death a bit. And I'm crying my eyes out. Why don't you open your eyes? It's the greatest doctor in the world. He doesn't cut you open to kill you. He cuts you open to cure you. You know, in a certain way, Tisha B'Av is the highest God revelation there is. Because unless it's clear to me that it is God, you really can't take it. Can't take it. Man muss ja realisieren, wo ich bin. I have to tell you one more thing, which is awesome. According to Kabbalistic beliefs, anybody who has pain for God doesn't really feel the pain. Doesn't feel the pain. So, you know, if someone comes up to and whips somebody because he's a Jew, it hurts, but, okay, now listen to this. This is unbelievable. The Heilige Kopitschnitzer. Remember, I mentioned it to you a lot of times. In Vienna, when they took over, the first on their list were all the rabbis. And since the biggest rabbis were grandchildren of the Holy Visioner, you know, they did a lot of research before they began. They knew the address exactly of every rabbi. So what they did, they were heartbreaking. Every morning, 6 o'clock, they would arrest all the rabbis, and then mamash, gewalt, heartbreaking, with whips, would make them run down the big streets in Vienna. Never, you know. And then they would give them toothbrushes, this heavy acid, which burns you down, and they would tell them to clean the streets with toothbrushes. They did this for a few weeks. And you know, after 2-3 days, you have no more flesh on your fingers. Just bones. You fell off, right? And anyway, remember I mentioned it to you, I told you, that the Heilige Saliger made it to Israel, miraculously. And he would wake up every morning, 2 o'clock, take a broom and clean the streets of Tel Aviv. And then, one way or the other, one chosid saw it and he stopped doing it. Because in Rishon you do everything secretly. So they asked the Rebbe, why are you doing it? He says, when I was cleaning the streets of Vienna with a toothbrush and it hurt so much, I made a vow that if God lets me have the privilege of coming to the Holy Land, I'll wake up every morning and I clean the streets of Tel Aviv. You know. Awesome. But I heard unbelievable stories, you know, while he was cleaning the streets, the chassidim didn't know about it. Who wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning in Tel Aviv and goes to work? All the push lepers, right? The water carriers, the garbage people, right? The poor people. And when they saw the rabbi cleaning the streets, and the way the rabbi said good morning to them, this is a gewalt, right? See, after the rabbi stopped doing it, the chassidim wanted to find out what happened when the rabbi was cleaning all the streets for so many years.